Blog Talk Radio.
The time is now 6:03 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:03 p.m. on the West Coast. Today is April the 20th, 2024, and you're tuned in to TMGS. It's the Michael Gaye Show on TMGN, the Michael Gaye Network, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Saturday to each and every one of you, and thank you for tuning in from all over the world. I kind of like that, you know, because that's what Michael Butler says, you know, and the viewers are from around the world. But for the listeners, again, thank you for tuning in this evening. We have a great show lined up for you, some great topics, some hot topics, things that's gone on throughout the week. And then we have a special guest that's going to join us at the top of the second hour. And it's just a privilege and an honor to have this person to come on the show. She is a concert promoter, not just in the Atlanta area, but throughout the United States. She has an event coming up in Lexington, Kentucky, with Mr. Glenn Jones that will be performing. So, and that person happens to be Georgie Ingram Renz, better known as Lady Jill of Lady Jill Entertainment, will be joining us at the top of the hour. So, hey, you guys, you know, stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. And all right, now I'm just going to give everybody a little bit of time. I'm looking for my other co-host to chime in so we can get to some of these topics. By the way, if you hear some sounds in the background, it is a really beautiful day here in the ATL, here in Atlanta. I'm outside. Yes, I decided to sit outside for the first part of the show as much as possible. As long as my neighbors, you know, keep the noise down a little bit, I'll be fine. But they all did their gardening earlier, you know. As soon as I said that, all of a sudden I hear a lawnmower crank up. Okay. All right, so that went down.
But I'm sitting outside, and don't tell me my neighbor next door is about to crank up his lawnmower. He just cut the grass yesterday. Why is he cutting it again? Oh, he's not cutting it. I guess he just checked out this morning. All right, so this week has been really interesting, what has been happening with the Donald Trump situation in court. They've been doing the jury selection. And he should have saved that line for Joe Biden as far as Sleepy Joe for himself, because according to the reporters, he's been the one nodding off in the courtroom. He's the one who's dropping his chin to his chest, falling asleep in the courtroom, and all that good stuff. So instead of Sleepy Joe, I guess it should be Sleepy Don, or, you know, I don't know. It's just funny how some things you say that come back to haunt you, you know, and apparently this is coming back to haunt him because they're eating it up. No, we cannot see what's going on in the courtroom. We can see some photos. They can take some still shots and put them on media. But no, they're not broadcasting this particular case live. I wish they would, though. I really wish they would, so that we can actually see the former president, his reactions, you know. But we all know this is so unprecedented. This is something that I would never have imagined, that a former president would be in court over crimes. I would have never imagined that. But here we are. This has actually happened. You know, actually going on. Let me see. I'm getting a call in from Timon, and I don't want to answer because I'm on air, Timon. It's after 6, bro. You know. Let me see if he wants me to hang up. I'll go ahead and text him. See what he has to say. But yeah, this is unprecedented. Never thought this would ever happen in a million years, but it is. Okay, so let me see. Timon has hung up, so let me go ahead and pull him up and text him real quick. Okay, and Janet should be joining us shortly. Okay, so that's good. All right, so back to what I was saying. But then his main complaint when he came out of the courthouse was how cold it was in the courthouse. Or in the courtroom. His main complaint was how cold it was in the courtroom. That should be the least of your worries, former President Trump. That should be the least of your worries. Should be a lot more. He came out with a stack of reports from, which basically came from Fox News and some other, you know, right-wing Republican publications and news outlets. You know, I mean, you know, they say that CNN is a Democrat, you know, that's the Democrats' channel. Well, Fox, we already know, is the Republican channel, right? You one-sided. Those are the channels that you look at, okay? There's quite a few of them out there. But for you to come out and read what individuals are saying from your base, that's expected. I expect you to do that. And keeps using the same thing, a witch hunt, a witch hunt, a witch hunt, a witch hunt, over and over again. I don't know. I don't think that's going to work for you if you're running for president again, because I think that what you should be doing, former President Trump, is talking about, you know, if you get back into the White House, what you going to do for the American public? All I'm hearing is what's happening to you. If you got that much confidence that you're innocent, you wouldn't be worried. You really wouldn't make every opportunity that you have to talk about the American people and the economy and this and that and the other. You would make an attempt to talk about that more so than what's happening to you. And that's all you're getting. that's all the American public is getting. And what blows my mind is that people are eating it up. People are in total agreement that it's a witch hunt. Come on, y'all. I mean, prior to the Apprentice TV show, we said this over and over again on this show. Donald Trump was doing a lot of business deals. He was doing a lot of stuff. But some crooked things, too. It's documented. It's documented. Filed bankruptcy many a time. Documented. And it's not against the law to file bankruptcy. No, it's not. But if you claim to be a billionaire, why didn't you pay your bills? Billionaire, how come you're not paying your bills? How come you're not paying your contractors? Where the contractors can pay their workers. Keep in mind, those workers have families. They have homes. They have cars, they have rent, they got to eat too. So why would you, you know, put this ripple effect throughout all of New York, Atlantic City, of building these locations and then, oh, I'm on a file bankruptcy. I ain't got to pay you. How would you do that if you're a billionaire? Also, I kind of wonder how come, you know, why did he say that if he's elected president, which he was at that time, his one first term, that if I'm elected, I'll show my taxes. I'll show them. Because the thing is, the Democrats, they want to do this. Okay, so you were elected, but you didn't show. You didn't honor up. You didn't ante up, as they say. You didn't. I mean, in my mind, and I know some of y'all may disagree with me, but in my mind, it's like Donald Trump was playing poker with your ass. He was playing poker. He's like, let me see if I can get them to believe this, if I can bluff them. And it worked. He bluffed y'all. And you still sitting at the same damn poker table on this go-around, waiting for him to bluff you. Again, I have to say, you guys, I'm sitting outside because it's a great day out here, but I didn't expect my neighbor to crank up his lawnmower. I'll probably go indoors in a minute if the noise gets any louder. But I see a secret squirrel. Yes, I do. And I call him the secret squirrel. That's something that came from the J. King Network, okay? We call it the secret squirrel because they don't show their numbers. They show the 1111111111 number on the board, and they wave their hand. So I'm going to go ahead and open up their mic. And then I see that our co-host, Mr. Time and Ship, is on the board, so I'm going to bring him in just a moment. But let me see who this secret squirrel is real quick. Good evening and welcome to the TMGS. How you doing?
Hello, my dear brother, Michael. Gay, how is everything with you? This is Brother Mike, also from Singapore.
Hey, all right, Mike from Singapore. How you doing, my brother?
Hanging there. Thank you very much for asking. And always is good to be with you.
I'm sorry. Give me a second because now my neighbor has gotten all the way over. He just cut his grass the other day. I know grass don't grow that quick. So I'm going to have to take everything inside real quick. But thank you for calling in. Hold tight. We'll get to the top of everything. Open up the mic to the one and only.
You speak to understand, my friend. So I don't know. Is your connection, I think, is a little bit, maybe you have to go inside, maybe you have changed position, maybe. Yeah, it's a little bit hard to understand.
Hold on a minute. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, good. Okay, so the thing is, I just opened up a mic, and I believe this is Timon. Yes, it is Timon. Timon, are you there?
Yes, how's it doing, Mike?
All right, how you doing? Yeah, I saw where you called in, but I couldn't transfer over at the time because I was on online.
Right, yeah.
All right, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we have Mike from Singapore here. We have Timon Shipp, actor, comedian, author, who's from East St. Louis, but lives now in California. So I'm always happy to have both these gentlemen here on the board. So thank you guys for calling in. And again, I just want to say real quick, we're going to get into these conversations or these topics real quick. And then in the second hour, we do have a special guest, Miss Georgie Ingram Rentz, better known as Lady Joe. She's a concert promoter, and I've never heard of a female concert promoter, okay? So that should be interesting. And I just invited her on because I just love for her to share her story of how she, you know, got started. But and we're waiting for the lady at the house, Janet Davis. I just talked to her, so she should be calling us in. So, gentlemen, let me ask you something here. Jury selection this week for Donald Trump's criminal trial, right? What did you guys think about what happened? Biden is supposed to be Sleepy Joe, but apparently Donald Trump has been falling asleep in the courtroom.
Well,
either one of you have any response? Mm-hmm.
Let me go ahead, Mike.
Do you want me to go first? I mean, before that, we have to forget there was a gentleman who put himself into the fire close to his court trial, and we should not forget that story as well too, because that's it's very, very odd. Because that gentleman who did put himself into the fire, we have photos of him with Bill Clinton and other presidents, and it's very weird that he did such an act, and he was pronounced dead after 3 hours when he was in hospital. So it's very odd to me that either they give him some medications. It was a stage, maybe. I mean, they give him so much of any Prozac or similar medications that they say, go ahead and put yourself in fire. I mean, it's very odd that such a thing happens. Go ahead, please.
Okay, you were speaking on that. Okay, so, we're going to look into that too. But, Simon, what's your response, or what do you have to share on this?
Well, Mike, you're talking about Trump?
Yeah, I was talking about Trump, but I was going to talk about the guy who set himself on fire in a moment. But I'm talking about Trump.
He's a fidgety guy, and he has no control. So they've got him under where it's like, hey, man, you got to follow the rule. You know, he's mad because they got him in court, but he did this to himself. You know, he did this. I mean, you're talking about Biden being old. He's only 3 years or 4 years younger than Biden.
Right.
You know, so for him to try to make himself feel like he was better, he's not. And, you know, he's got probably a poor diet than Biden. At least Biden will get on a bike.
I want you to continue, but that's what I said early on, is that where some things can come back to haunt you or bite you. You came up with these he's been, known to come up with nicknames for his nemesis, right? He's always known to do everybody he don't like, he has issues with, he comes up with, Sleepy Joe, everything. They got pictures of your ass falling asleep in the courtroom. And then your biggest argument was how cold it was in the courtroom. So like I said just a moment ago, you know, I'm supposed to be campaigning in Georgia. I'm supposed to be campaigning in the Carolinas. I'm supposed to be campaigning. But when you do go to your campaigns, you're not telling the American public what you are going to do for the American public. You are whining about what's happening to you. Is that campaigning? Or am I wrong?
Well, Mike, you're talking about a two-tier system. It says that there's a two-tier system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Trump says that this is a two-tier system, and, you know, but it's like, well, wait a minute, bro. How is it two-tier? You're not even in jail. Most people would go to jail for the stuff that you've done. You ain't even
right.
in jail. You're getting away with murder. The average American, for what he says and done, who goes after a judge, man? And the fact
right.
that all these people are giving him a pass, they go, oh, well, yeah, he didn't do nothing wrong. You know, they're railroading. You know, Stephen A. Smith and came out and said how they're railroading Trump. And they're like, bro, really? Who's railroading him? And that's one thing about it. This is nothing but reality TV, okay? This is what this mm-hmm. is. And they think that I don't believe in this. This man has made a mockery of our justice system. This man knows, because what they're convicting him for is what his attorney noticed that, Mike, everybody around him is going to jail except him. Why is it
right.
that everybody else is going to jail except him? You got lawyers that are losing their law licenses behind this dude. And mm-hmm. everybody in America is drinking the Kool-Aid. And this is what they want in the White House. The dude is a crook. He has a history. If they would take the time to look at this man's history, they will see how him and his daddy have ripped off the United States for years, ripped off the government, and especially through New York. So I don't have no sympathy for him. And if there are people out there who believe that this dude is that, hey, and if they think that a president, see, I already know that a president don't make my life better. But there are people out there who are drinking the Kool-Aid, and they think that their life is going to be better if this cat is back in, and he can. Dude does not care about none of that. They don't. I mean, he even got the evangelicals fooled. He got them all fooled. How is he supposed to be this great Christian when the dude then cheated on his wife? He's already committed adultery several times over.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
He can't. But, you know, hey, there are people out there. He can do no wrong.
Yes, and remember,
Mike in Singapore, can you hold on just a second? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I got to bring in, I have to bring in the lady of the house. You guys, please
Jenny.
Welcome. You know, she's been my right hand here on this show for many years. So please say hello to Miss Janet Pollock.
Hello, Janet.
Mike, don't interrupt my introduction.
Hi, Carmen.
Yes.
Hi, guys.
How are you,
I'm
Janet?
I'm so sorry.
Nice to
I'm
hear
glad,
you.
But I need
hold
to
on,
make
Mike,
some comments.
Mike in Singapore. Hold on. I'm going to get back to you. I just brought Janet on. Let her speak. Go ahead, Janet.
Yeah, I wanted to say, I don't think everybody is fooled when it comes to Trump. It's just the ones who believe in this Project 2025. They want to have the government a certain way, but we're not going to go back in time. We're not going to go back where you can't vote or you think you're going to be able to put somebody in a camp or a cage, you know. People are so afraid of Trump, of somebody doing something to them, and that they don't even want to be a juror. You know, I know about Donald Trump. I've said that before on the show because I came from upstate New York. I know how Donald Trump used to ride around in his little limousine. I know how his father used to slip money into the casinos that was failing. Everything he touched turned to crap. But he got a lot of people fooled. He has got it now to the point where anybody use his name, he wants them to pay him a certain percentage just to use his name to help them be able to get a campaign.
Hmm.
he already done took over the RNC.
And all they've done is pay his bill.
Okay. Amen. That's it. We're paying his bills. He's been this way from the longest. You know, and as long as he's there, he's there to make more money. He's not there to help everybody. If anybody can take a good look at the 4 years that Trump was in office and compare to what Biden has done, I'm glad the House Speaker finally woke up and passed the thing for the Ukraine. You know, I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I see. They just passed like a 90-something billion dollars for Ukraine and two others. I'm sorry, I have to keep reminding you guys. I'm outside. It was a great day out here, and I was sitting outside, and I started the show outside. I might go indoors. In fact, I know I'm going to go indoors in the second hour. But if you hear any noise in the background, that's on me, okay? But, yeah, I see that the House went ahead and passed it. But all the infighting that's going on, within the party, Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to get rid of the speaker and everything. But what is being done as far as I said, and time is on point of what has occurred and everything in the history of this former president. What is he actually complaining about when he says, I'm not able to campaign, when your campaign is a whining stop? You're whining about what's happening to you. You're not campaigning for the people. And are they playing? I mean, is he playing on his base? That I'm wrongfully being convicted, I'm wrongfully being, accused of this and that and the other. Okay, if you think it's wrongful, let the whole damn thing play out. Let it play out. You're in front of a court of law, and we said that no one's above the law, so let it play out. Why are you complaining? Do what you claim you're going to do is make America great again and talk to people about that, but not about what you're going through. If you are innocent, you shouldn't be worried. Am I right or am I wrong? Please help me on that.
You're right. He likes to deflect. You know, when they were going to talk about him being on the bus and talking about grabbing women, he brought all these women in for saying that they had.
Okay. I quickly want to say that anybody
Bill
that's
Clinton.
On the board. I'm gonna let you finish, but I'm gonna just say that I see some numbers popping up. So if you have any questions or comments, remember you have to hit the number one if you call into the show. If you don't want to call in, you can go and join the chat room and post your questions or comments there, and I will read them on the air. So just so everybody knows, that's the way it works. Okay. So if you have a question or comment, if you called in, hit the number one. I can see that you're waving your hand. I'll open up your mic. If you don't want to call in, go to the chat room. Post your questions or comments there, and I will read them on the air. Go ahead, Janet.
I just have one more thing to say. Just like with the Kennedys, Robert Kennedy wants to run, and that's all it's going to do is just take votes away. But his own family don't believe in any of the stuff that he tries to say. You know, so, and it's the same way with Donald Trump. His own cousin came out and was, and that he was a narcissist, you know. But a lot of people don't believe that. They, you know, and if you go back and you look at all the money that Ivanka, with her little trade deals, her trademarks or whatever you want to call them, Jared with his $3.1 billion, not 20 million, billion. That he got from the UAE, he got it from the Saudi Arabia. I mean, he raked it up while he was in the White House, Mnuchin, you know. So they're all the rest of them, they're just grifters. See what you can get from somebody. And I believe everything I heard that time and the stuff that I did here, I agree. I'm through.
Okay, so my neighbor just so happened to start to bring out his blower, but I don't think he's going to do much of it. And like I said, I'm going to definitely go indoors in a moment, especially when our special guest joins us momentarily. Simon, you have one response to that, and I'm going to go back in Singapore.
Yes, yes. We must not always forget, you know, he was a 4-year president. And before that, he was an actor. And before that, you know, he was like a Reagan, pretty much. You know, he was able to wash out many things. You know, Reagan, when Irangate happened, he came and, you know, like an actor and said so many things, and everybody believed him, you know, Reagan, Irangate. From one time, you know, they won't say Iran not good. Ayatollahs, we don't want you. But from that time, they keep selling arms to Iran for Iraq war. So we can see that also we should not forget, you know, while he was in the bus, he said something very bad that you can pick up a woman by its front. I am trying to be clean. You know, I'm not saying exactly what he said. But, you know, I mean, people, I mean, the woman must remember that it's nobody, I mean, even men to men will not do that kind of trash talk about the woman. And not wonder Melanie, the wife is nowhere to find. I mean, and right now the lawyer is a 28 years old chick. She's with him 24 hours. What's going on?
Well, you know, the lawyer that was indicted here in Georgia and has to go to trial, I mean, she cried. You know, I don't know what that letter was, but, you know, been around him. No, just like you guys been saying, they end up being in jail. They go to jail. And he's still walking around. We don't have a Messiah. We don't have a king. We're supposed to have a president. We're supposed to be for the people, not somebody who wants to get in and think that he wants to divide the states and everything, because that's all he's been doing.
Okay, so the time is going by real fast, but I'm going to let Timon respond to that, and then real quick we're going to have to change up gears, because I want to ask you guys about the individual. Have we learned anything about them that set themselves on fire? Go ahead, Timon. What's your response right now?
I was just going to say that the man has ruined the RNC. Those are not Ronald Reagan Republicans. All these people were talking about Republicans. These are not – Ronald Reagan kicked Russia's ass. He also did a lot of other bad things. But I'm just saying, I'm not a Republican, but those that were – man, he's destroyed. Trump has destroyed the whole Republican Party.
Yeah, it's no longer.
No, that's not Ronald. Those are not. Yeah, you got these Tea Party people in there who are crazy as cat shit, and they're making up this thing. The fact that you didn't want us to help Ukraine, that you're trying to stop everything and isolate us. Isolation is the worst thing you could do. That's not just, we're a superpower for a reason. After World War II, that's how we became a superpower, because we controlled and rebuilt Europe. We did that. And then you think we're going to turn around and shut everything down? No. This man is making it, and that's why people need to read. They need to read, and you need to watch out for all these so-called conspiracy theorists and radicals, and, you know, that's why they're out there setting themselves on fire and doing all this craziness, man. That's why
they
the president is up. They are
losing
their minds over one man.
Let me go to that, though. This individual who set themselves on fire, Janet, I think you had the information on that.
Did you have a story, a backstory on that, as far as who that person was?
Yes, hold on, I'll pull it up. Sorry, I didn't know you were going to that now.
Yeah, because we're getting to the time is now 6:35.
Yeah,
we have about
tell me stop when you want. Let's see, Ukraine. Okay, this one. It's coming up.
The guy was kind of, you know, I think they give him Prozac or something. It was on a stage, the fire. I mean,
this one here is from CBS. It says the man died after setting himself on fire near the Trump trial courtroom in New York City. They said a man who set himself on fire outside New York City courthouse where former President Donald Trump's hush money trial is underway has died, the police say. Witnesses said that they saw the man who the New York Police Department identified as a 37-year-old Max Azariello or something his name is. He poured liquid all over his head and set himself on fire at 1:39 p.m. local time on Friday. They said in the briefing immediately after the incident, the NYPD said Azario, a Florida resident who had arrived in New York, you know how you have to skip a little bit? Mike, it just jumped in a bunch of...
Other stuff? Yeah, okay.
It jumped. But anyway, we get the gist of it. The guy set himself on fire. And they thought at first that it was because of what was going over on in Gaza and Israel. But I actually think it was because of the Trump trial.
Well, he was from Florida. He was from Florida.
Yes.
He was from Florida. His family didn't even know he was there. They didn't know he was there. And he went down there. And I believe he was radicalized by all the stuff. They believe that he was looking at that QAnon stuff. I'm telling you, man, that social media is
It's not really the Tea Party like it was before. It's really the QAnon and MAGA. It's not the Tea Party. They phased that Tea Party out. The Tea Party came about because of Barack Obama. That's what started the whole mess. They did not want a black president. He ended up being in for 8 years, even though they said it was supposed to be one term, you know. And he was not a bad president. He did a lot of good things. Trump, when he came in, most of the stuff he did was try to undo the things that Barack Obama did that didn't go through the Congress because they was trying to block a lot of stuff in the House.
Right.
In the, not the House, but the Senate.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're being radicalized, and they don't even realize it. You drink the Kool-Aid, and, you know, I know I'm not going to set myself on fire, and I'm not going to be in a camp. And if I have to get
gun, so be it. Okay, so let me say this. When I saw that video clip, and I saw the clip that CNN had, I didn't see it live, but when I saw that video clip, it made me think about a many, many years ago of seeing a video of a person setting themselves on fire. And I'm like, wow, we're back to that. We're back to people willing to sacrifice. We're really back to, you know, I mean, obviously, that's suicide. That's got to be painful. Let me finish, please. It's got to be extremely painful. If you know, when I die, I pray that I die in my sleep. I really do. I don't want to die of any other cause. I really don't. I would never want to die from fire.
But Mike, you got to understand, he did that to himself. So the pain that he was feeling
said
he made allegations about a New York university, and he had pamphlets that he was passing out and throwing around. I don't know what he had with the university, but that was before he set us up on fire.
But also, you know that he had 37 criminal charges in Florida and a few other states as well, too. And he was under certain drugs that's Prozac or similar to that or even higher than that. So he was radicalized, and because Civil War 2 movie came out, I believe, recently, and so, maybe this is the start of the Civil War 2 in the United States, which British Empire loves that, because British Empire divide us. And with everything from presidency to race, color, greed, religion, etc., whatever you imagine. And then they want us to destroy ourselves, and then British Empire will own America like Canada. Canada is owned by British Empire, Australia, and many other countries as well, too. So, if this presidential election is, and many other things also, are just give us the bait. So if we take the bait, shame on us. But if we just, whatever happens, unfortunately happens, but we have to look for similarities than differences, and differences we always will be there. I am in Singapore, right. You are in a different state, and Janet is in different state. There is difference. There is nothing we can solve about it.
Countries, right? And it's a different thing. Keep in mind, I have to watch the clock. Okay, so I'm looking at the clock. We have about 9 minutes before our guest joins, and I'm going to take a quick music break because they're going to call in, and then I have to speak with them just briefly, and so we're going to take a breather. Time goes by fast. But I do have another 1111111111, which I've stole this line from the J. King Network. A secret squirrel has joined in and waved their hand. So I'm going to let that secret squirrel. Now, let me think. Who could this be? I know most of Singapore, that it comes through like that. But could this be Sarge, maybe? Let me open the mic. Good evening and welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm a secret squirrel with a lot of ripe acorns for you before you go too far and try to blame Donald Trump for this guy immolating himself. Now, I'm not going to let you get away with it because I know the facts about the guy.
That's right.
So you're not going to get away with it if you're trying to do that. It's not going to work.
This
gentleman's name was Azzarello. Thomas Azzarello. Before he doused himself on fire, he was holding up a sign saying, Trump is with Biden, and they're about to fascist coup us. So it doesn't appear as though he liked either man. But there's more. Mr. Azzarello worked in the congressional campaign of Democrat Ami Bera for 4 months in 2014. And he also worked on a special election for the Democrat who got elected in the special House seat in New York. So it appeared to me as if he was a demon rat. He wasn't a Republican.
Okay.
Just saying, just a few facts here are always useful.
Right. But now let me ask you.
So before you start trying to blame him on Donald Trump, let's just take a look at his factual background, okay?
Sir, I did not blame Donald Trump.
I didn't say you
okay.
did. I said that, but I can hear rumors of it, Tea Party association, guilt by association. But there is no association. The guy's a rat. He's a Democrat.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, sir. I have to let everybody know. Hold on a minute. Okay. Well, everyday people
are guilty by association. I know people who've applied for jobs, and just because they walked into that store and the person they walked into the store with stole something, they were guilty by association because they walked in the store with them. They didn't pick up shit. So let's talk about that. We can, and that will be a topic again in a future show. But the thing is that we're if I can be considered guilty by association, then why not Donald Trump? Why not any politician for that fact? Because that's what happens. Hey, you know them? Oh, you might be like them. You might work with them. You might do the same shit they do. See, you're not proven innocent. You're proven guilty until you can prove that you're innocent, to be honest, in my opinion, in court of laws. You were looked at being guilty. Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay. But this is a great topic. This is a great conversation. As I always said, you know, I like for us to come back to it, but you know, there are time constraints right now because we do have a special guest that's coming in, that's going to be calling in, and the topic will change. That's how we operate here. We're always welcome to go back to certain, you know, things that we didn't really discuss totally on the show, okay? So here's another 11111 number. Let's see, the time is now 6:46. So I'm going to go ahead and let them chime in because that's who's waving a hand. Okay, caller. Thank you for calling in. What's your name and what's your response? Hello?
I think you got me again, but I think you missed the thrust of my argument. The thrust of my argument was not with my association necessarily, but that there is no association with anyone but Democrats. That was my thrust of my argument. The association with this man was all Democrat that we can verify.
Okay, so let me go back to timing. Is he correct? Is Sarge correct that this gentleman was only associated with Democrats? We have to look at where when we talk about where they want to impeach Biden, but they haven't proven anything that Biden has done wrong. They're going after his son, okay? And again, like I said, if you broke the law, then yeah, you should suffer the consequences. You should have to be, you know, you should go in front of a judge and defend yourself. But now they want to impeach Biden, but they haven't showed anything at all that Biden has done wrong other than be the father of the individual that they're going after. That's all they're doing. That's all they're doing. Have they proven anything that Joe Biden has done wrong?
The way you prove things is you present evidence to support your position. That's how you prove it.
Excuse me?
I said the way you prove things is to present evidence, particularly in our system, as the Democrats are trying to corrupt it. The way you prove something is to present evidence in a court of law so both sides can cross-examine the evidence and the witnesses. That's the way you prove things. What we have.
You're right. That's the way you prove. That's the way you prove things. You have to show evidence. Okay? You have to show evidence. You answered my question the best way possible. Have evidence. But they haven't brought any evidence.
Yes.
That's the problem. I want to, I mean, it's an allegation.
Wait, Michael, can I say one thing?
Hold on, Janet. I'm going to let you speak. I'm looking at the clock again. But it's an allegation.
It's going to be quick.
An allegation.
It's going to be quick.
An allegation. Go ahead.
Okay, Mayorkas, they marched across the aisle to go over to the Senate and thought they was going to have a hearing. And didn't even have their ducks in a row. Didn't even, you know, it ended up being a joke.
Okay. Timon, do you have a response after Janet is done, okay?
No.
Once Janet is done, I want Timon to chime in.
And then I need to say this.
Hold on, Mike. Janet, finish up, and then I'm going to let Timon chime
in.
And then
I just wanted to talk about my orchids because they call itself infecting him, and that was nothing but a joke because it got thrown out. Even McConnell said it was a shame. So, because if you setting a president to do something like this anyway, and so what you gonna do? Go down further and impeach somebody else? It's like a tit for tat. That's all I have to say.
Okay, now I'm gonna go to of course to Timon, and then Mike in Singapore. You can follow up after time is done. Timon, go ahead, sir.
Well, one, Mike, there is nothing to say. One, we didn't say the guy was Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. He set himself on fire. There's an issue there. You know, we're talking about a situation. You know, I don't care if he's Republican or Democrat. It doesn't matter to me. Obviously, he was radicalized enough that he would go in, and he found it important enough to set himself on fire. And two,
right.
You know, as far as going to try to find out, the Republicans have never, they ain't put nothing together as far as bills. They don't do nothing. All they do is complain. And that's why everybody's jumping ship. They need to ask the question, why are all these people leaving the Republican Party? They're not leaving the Republican Party because of Democrats. They're leaving the Republican Party because of who they got running it. They're destroying what Ronald Reagan, if you are a Ronald Reagan person, they're destroying what he put together. The fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene is speaking into the propaganda of Russia, which her own people have said that she has been spewing Russian propaganda, and Russia is sitting up there putting it out on television and tells you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you got these ignorant people. Okay, you got to compromise. We almost left that country. You know, we're not going to help these people. Are you crazy? That's not going to happen. So no, it's not that cut and dry, as homeboy was trying to say. It's not that cut and dry. There's a lot going on, and you got a lot of people. And let it be said, Trump killed over a million people by his ignorance during the pandemic. Let's not forget all the stuff that he did. He ruined a lot of things. He's an ignorant man, and he should never be back in office. So I'll hold back.
He's using it to stay get rich. Richer, because he's not rich.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not as rich as he says he is.
Now, let me let Mike in Singapore go ahead and finish off what he has to say. And then what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick music break because our guest is going to be on in 5 minutes. Go ahead, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Regarding the situation, this is exactly, United States. Either way, we are screwed up. And, you know, British Empire will take over United States and enslave all of us to death. We are already slaves to the system, and system is the same system, but it's a different name, maybe. But they want us to be like that. And remember, British Empire messed up Iran under the Shah was a great country. But then they kicked the Shah's butt out, and then they brought Ayatollah Khomeini, and Khomeini took over Iran and took it back to 1400 years back. And so, and also we should not forget the recent event that Iran and Israel war. Israel is at war with Ayatollahs, and so these are some major headlines. And so basically all these events are tied together because they want to take our mind away from the real stories. Thank you very much.
Mm. America fought the British during the, that's why we had the, excuse me, the, wasn't that the Revolutionary or Civil War, one of the two, and on the first war that the United States had before they became the United States. Yeah. So you're saying that they're trying to take over the United States again?
Of course, they're going to, why the Civil War II movie arrived in the United States, why so many people are watching it. This is the predictive programming. And as a result, all these events that are happening, trial of the ex-president of the United States and all the havoc in the world, Ukraine war, Russia war, Ayatollah's war with Israel, Israel war with Ayatollah's. So all this, even China will take over Taiwan, etc. All these events are just, part of the equation that we forget the real issues. And
Ukraine war with Russia is very important for us to back and fund them, because we don't want the aggression to go further. Because if they go over into Poland or Finland or any of those other countries, it's going to be a war, all-out war, because the United States is going to have to come in. All of NATO is going to come in to fight.
That's what they want. Right now, World War III has started, especially between Israel and Ayatollahs. And so therefore, they want United States to stretch all their submarines, all their forces away from the United States. And then at the right time, they're going to take over the United States and British Empire.
Okay, so you guys, I have to cut it short. The time is now 6:57. Excuse me, Mike. I'm sorry. The time is now 6:57. I'm 2 minutes over on this topic because our guest has arrived and they're on the board. So we're going to take a quick music break, let you guys take a breath. And we're going to have a great conversation. I appreciate, I love when you guys come on and we go through these conversations and debates. Sarge, I love you, that. Author Harper was on the board, and just everybody, I'm looking at the board is full, and a lot of people are anticipating our next guest. Our guest is coming up. I was so impressed when I read her bio, when I spoke with her, and I just took a chance and said, hey, can you come on the show and talk to us and share, your journey, your story and everything? And we talked for a while, and I'm like, wow, this should be a really interesting conversation. And I really do wish each and every one of you would stay on and listen to her story and how she got started into what she does in the entertainment business. But before we get started, I want to take a quick break, let you guys go ahead and get yourself a quick, soda or whatever you have to do. And Karen White posted this song earlier today on her page. So I'm going to play this, and then we'll be right back with our special guest, Georgie Ingram Renz, better known as Lady Joe of Lady Joe Entertainment. You're tuned into TMGS, The Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and we'll be right back.
Been a long time. I can never think I was gonna see you again. See, you haven't changed. It's good to see you anyway.
think the party is prosperity. The United States today. Again, this is what this is spend roughly $13 billion in budgetary assistance to the U.S. Progressive and others say that you need the voters to make moral choice, one similar to Congress's vote to authorize and fund your office back in 2003. The U.S. sent you more offensive
I can't hear. I don't hear anything.
Hello?
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 Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either.
Are you our guest?
Yes.
Okay, this is Janet Davis. I don't know what's going on with Michael, maybe because he switched from outside to inside, but he should be able to connect us back. I didn't hear anything. All I heard was an applause.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Okay.
Okay,
fine.
All right. I apologize. Okay, so I apologize. So I don't know what happened here on this end, but we're going to get past that. But I was saying that, you know, I was very blessed and thankful, and I did the applause. But the applause was for the fact that Lady Jill is here, and I asked her to come on the show, and, you know, she hasn't really done really any interviews, but for her to give us the honor and the pleasure to have a conversation with us is great. So I'm going to do it one more time. We're going to give an applause and welcome you to the show the way we should. So you guys, please put your hands together for our guest, Lady Jill.
Thank you.
All right. Now that's the way it's supposed to be done. All right. Good evening and happy Saturday to you, Lady Jill. How you doing?
Good evening. Good evening. Happy Saturday to you as well.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you so much for coming on. And Janet Davis is one of the co-hosts here, and she's going to ask some of the questions also along with myself. First and foremost, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into what you do?
Oh, what would you like to know?
Well, like where you're from and, you know, a little bit about your background and, you know, I think that would be interesting, you know, just where are you from? And then we'll get into the, you know, what you do.
Okay. I come from a small town, Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. It's probably a mile away from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, and King of Prussia, our country's largest retail mall, because the mall in Minnesota is like it's like a Six Flags to us. And we come there to shop. We don't come there for to ride on roller coasters. So that is our claim to fame in my area. I have two sons. One lives in Hawaii. The other one just graduated from college, and he lives in Greenville, South Carolina. They're both doing very, very well. And I guess I'm an empty nest.
Wow. Okay. Now, when I looked at your bio and the things that were, and I looked at all the stuff that you've done, I'm going to go off your bio in the sense of your, you know, how you got into this whole entertainment thing. But before I do that, you had shared with me that before you got into entertainment, you had another business that many people didn't know about. Right.
I owned a dry cleaners. I may have been 23, 24 when I started my own dry cleaning. I also have, I was a landlord, and I had about maybe 7 rental properties.
But also you told me that you learned how to deal with money, meaning in the stock market. You were taught that early on in life, and you started buying stocks at an early age, am I correct?
Yeah, I bought my first stock at 14 years old, and I learned finances through my grandmother. And her name was Georgie, so I was named after her.
Well, apparently that was a good decision.
So when I was curious about stock, I was taught that, you know, we should think about purchasing stock for what we use as consumer or what we believe consumers need. And at that particular time, I was outside talking to a neighbor, and waste management rode by. So I said to him, I said, oh, just like, you know, we'll always have somebody picking up our trash because we'll always have trash. And he said, absolutely right. And then that was it. I bought my first stock at 14, and it was waste management.
And you guys, I'm pretty sure many of you have waste management as your trash provider. Very large company throughout the United States. Okay. Wish I would have bought stock at 14, to be honest.
Well, that's how I start my dry cleaning business, with the money that I accumulated through the stocks.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So when I look at concert promoters, I was always used to hearing names like, you know, Dick Griffey of Dick Griffey Production or Al Heyman and everything. But now I'm hearing Late Show Entertainment. And then when I looked at your bio and saw where, you know, you traveled with the likes of a Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross, God bless their souls, these are legends, and Anita Baker. Can you share how did that come about?
Just knowing people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. Just accumulating relationships and trust and I think that's what it's all about, accumulating relationships, and those relationships you have trust for one another, and you have the same type of mindset, and we all love music, and we all can relate to that, and you find you're in a circle, and you'll be in that circle for the rest of your life, as long as you do well for each other and help each other out and respect each other. That's what it's all about. That's how you keep relationships, especially in this business. Honesty is the best way.
Correct. Wow. That is so true. Now, also, what I also looked at was you started this based on the fact that you weren't happy with you know, how some presentations were done, if I could say it that way. The file you saw, it says that where, you know, instead of having your food on your lap, you wanted this to be, you know, the events where it's really, you know, you pay attention to detail and to, you know, satisfying the guests, right? Started having events of more of
intimate venues, which me personally, I love more of an intimate venue than a big arena. I'm just going to say honestly, I really do. But I see that, you know, on your events. You know, when you made that decision to do that, what are the, I guess the question I'm trying to get to, what are the logistics you have to go through in order to put together these type of events? I'm pretty sure you're hands-on on everything, but what is a day like for you, or let's say a concert that you're putting, you know, together? You know, what does it take to do all that?
A lot of time. And if you are not...
I know that's a lot of question.
A lot of time and a lot of patience. So basically what I do, I'm not a 501c, so I do not get any sponsors. So it's all me. So when it's all of you and all of your money, you are going to be hands-on on every aspect there is. You're going to be hands-on with the venue. You're going to be hands-on with your artists who you choose. You're going to be hands-on with caterers or, you know, drinks or anything that is in detailed. You're going to pick your own engineer, you know. So everything that is required when you go into a concert, either big or large or small, medium size, it's all done the same way. So there's nothing that I skip that the large arenas do for my intimate shows. So it's all basically into detailed and hands-on. The only thing is with me is I prefer the smaller, because this way I can control the crowd. I can control what my audience is seeing, as opposed to I'm seeing what they're seeing. So if I don't see something that's right, I can catch on. And with the larger arenas, you just can't. You let it go. It is what it is with that. Plus, as you get older, you don't really want to go to those large arenas and pay the same money and watch your special artist on a screen. You want to be up close and you want to see the sweat beads on his face. You want to be able to, for him to come down that stage and interact with you. That's your favorite artist that you've been watching all your life, and you have the opportunity to even shake his hand, or he walks by you and sings to you or her. So to me, that's more special than a bunch of, you know, people on stage that you, you know, you can barely see unless you look on the huge, you know, huge TV screen.
So because of that, as I was getting older,
that's what I wanted. I wanted a more intimate show. I wanted to see that, and I wasn't seeing that too much. So I just started my own.
You know, that's so true, because I've been to some big concert arenas, and I'll be praying to myself, I hope this person don't get up and start dancing in front of me, and I can't see a damn thing the whole show.
Absolutely right.
I do have a problem with that. I'm like, I don't pay my money to see this person, and this person's in front of me. Wow, that's great. Janet Davis is here. She's one of the co-hosts here. I think she may have a question for you. Janet, do you have a question for Lady Jill?
Hi, Janet.
Hi. Yes, Lady Jill. I have really, one is, I guess, just a comment, and the other is a question. You know, because when you were talking about how you wanted to have your own experience, intimate experience, I've always wanted that. You know, when I lived in upstate New York, I wanted to have a place where people could go and dine and eat and listen to good music and dance and, you know, because you don't have that a lot of places.
Yep.
So I think that's great that you're doing something like that. And I wanted to know about your Lady Joe sponsorship. Can you tell us something about that?
My Lady Joe sponsorship, can you be more clear?
Yeah, it says you join, they said you're offering others a chance to join Lady Joe in sponsorship as she showcases some of the most renowned talent that anyone, I'm getting that off your Bible.
Right. What is meant by that is I go around the country and I do shows. these intimate shows. So if I, for example, I'm having a show in Lexington, Kentucky, June 8th with Glenn Jones. So I take Glenn Jones as my headliner, and I employ everyone that's in that can, you know, can participate in Kentucky. So my my opening acts in Kentucky, and that's Benny J. Smith and friends, and he's a saxophonist, and he's bringing his jazz band. So I'm employing them. There's a radio host that I have to be my host, which is Jay Alexander, and he's on 107.9 The Beat in that area. My engineers. So that's my sponsorship to them. I'm sponsoring whatever city I go to. And
oh, great. Okay.
So, yeah. So this way I've been to Alabama. Now I'm going to Kentucky. And one thing that I do, and I guess it's just me doing this, I know not too many people will, but I have never been to the state of Kentucky. I'm going to have a show June 8th, and I have no idea what I'm walking into. But that's me. That's the... Yeah,
so
that's just who I am.
Will you be doing something in Atlanta anytime soon? I mean, I'd like to be able to come see one of your shows.
Well, I did something in Atlanta last year. Matter of fact, it was the 22nd of April. I had Karen White and Keith Washington in the New Black Wall Street because there was so many people in our area that never been to the New Black Wall Street, never heard of the New Black Wall Street, and I wanted to support the New Black Wall Street. And so, it was sold out. A lot of people, probably 80% or even more, never heard of it and never have been there. And so I put my show there. And so I'm doing that in Kentucky as well. I'm having a show in Kentucky at the Lexington. It's called The Lyric. It's a historical lyric cultural theater, cultural and art center. And it was the only theater that allowed African-Americans.
Oh, wow.
Back then. Yes. So it was the only place that they could go. And so Lady Jo's going.
All right. Well, the next time you venture to Atlanta area, let us know. Because we like to.
I definitely
will. We like to get together and come see what's going on.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I saw a photo recently of you, Sister Karen, and Brother Derek Muhammad. You guys are out for a meal. And you know me, I'm gonna instantly post. And I was like, when I see something like this, I know something big is coming. Was I right?
Well, it's always gonna be something big. Karen is big on her own. Karen is big, but yes, they are my friends. And yes, there'll always be something big brewing up. When we can get a chance, when all three of us can sit down and get that together. But yes. There's always going to be something. You got to stay tuned.
Okay. So let's see if Timon Ship is here. I think still on the board. Timon, I see your hand is up. Do you have a question for Lady Jo or comment?
Well, one, I'd like to say congratulations, Lady Jo, on your business and putting everything together. I'm an entertainer myself, so I'm always looking, you know, to congratulate those that are out there working hard to do their own thing. And, you know, we always need great promoters to continue to promote talent. I'm a stand-up comedian for over 30 years, and I'm out here in Los Angeles. So I look that you see that you've worked with Howard Hewitt and Karen White and all the other big-time entertainers. I actually have Stanley Clark, who's going to be doing the music for my TV show that I'm putting together. So definitely love to support and be there for someone that's putting together. And I love the fact that you said intimate venue, because we need more of that, because that energy and that connection from the performer to the audience is very important. And I think a lot of folks forget about that. I mean, I know when I've done certain gigs, and if there's a giant space in between, that energy gets lost. So an intimate audience, you really get to connect. You get to look in their eyes. Like you said, you get to see the work that the entertainer's putting in and sweating, all that. I think it's a beautiful thing. So congratulations on your business, and I just wish you all the best as you continue to strive to put things together.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Stanley Clark is one of my favorites.
Yeah, somebody, please, I've got to say this one more time. Someone has noise in the background. Please put yourself on mute if you're not speaking. Please mute yourself for the quality of the show. I truly would appreciate that. I ask all my guests pretty much the same question. If you weren't doing what you're doing now, what else you would possibly be doing? That you, you know, that you enjoy, but what else would you possibly
probably putting on shows for someone else. I guess. I enjoy this. I think I was meant for this. What made me really even realize this is when I read an article. A magazine interviewed my son and my oldest, and he also, just on the side, he is a international DJ, and he's been all around the world. And I read an article when they asked him, how did he start, you know, his love of music or whatever, and he said his mother, he said me. And then they asked him to elaborate on it, and he said, well, he said, when I was a young kid and I was in the car with my mother, she would say to me when music was on, what instrument is that? Can you hear this instrument? What instrument is this? What instrument is that? So he developed an ear for music and an ear for detail. And so when I read that, I was like, wow. I was really trying to get him to shut up while we were driving in the vehicle, but it worked. So he has a love of music himself, and that's when I said, you know what, I probably really do love music more than, you know, than I really express that I do. So that helped me as well start out and say, okay, this is meant for me. Hello?
I'm sorry, I'm here. Can you
okay,
hear me?
Okay, I'm done. Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I had a call in. You know, I don't know why people, they know I'm doing a show from 6 to 8, and then they want to call my home number or my phone number, and I'm like, you do know what's going on, right? Okay. You did get the memo. I see another caller here. That's waving their hands. And if you know, we were looking at 30 minutes. If you have a few more minutes with us, if you don't mind, is that okay?
No, I don't mind. Not at all.
Okay, great. So I see a hand coming up, and let me see if I can open up here. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me see here. Who is this here? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like dead time, so I apologize, Lady Joe. I'm seeing people popping up on the board, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, who's this? Okay, so 678-632, I'm going to open up your mic. Welcome, and what's your name and where are you calling from? Do you have a question or comment?
Well, hello, how are you doing? My name is Zoltan Williams of Zoltan's Entertainment Service, and we had a chance, we've actually worked with Lady Joe's Entertainment. I work with a jazz artist by the name of Derwin Daniels, and we did a show with Lady Joe in Alabama with Howard Hewitt and the Moore Twins.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Lady Joe, she is the truth. She is the truth. She is the truth. Anything that she's touching is going to be a good show. A very good show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. And Derwin is the best. He played for the Ohio Players.
Yes, and actually, Derwin just released a new single produced by Felton Pilot, Grammy Award-winning Felton Pilot from Confunction. And the new song is called Brighter Than This.
Wonderful. Yep, and I will be listening to that shortly.
Oh, no, I'm just listening to Mike's radio show.
Okay, I'm getting some feedback on that end. I'm not sure where it's coming from.
It's only Mike in Singapore.
No. I see where it's coming from now. I have to mute them, but I'm going to go ahead and open up their mic again. You're getting feedback on your end. I'm not sure for what reason. But hold tight. We're going to bring you back in and see if we can correct it on this end. We have 347-693 calling in. Welcome to the show. Question or comment for our guest, Lady Jill of Lady Jill Entertainment.
Why, thank you so much, Mr. Michael Gay. And how you doing there, Miss Lady Joe?
I'm great, and you?
I'm great. This is Denise Wilkinson from the Ladies of Sky. And I have my amazing husband, Mr. Austin Wilkinson, joining as well.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
And it is a pleasure and a joy to be able to speak with you. I am always impressed with my sisters, my ladies, my women, who are in this mad game and doing what they do and doing it well, okay?
Thank you. And, yes, you guys are still strong, and I love your voice. And, yes, we will be connecting very soon.
Well, my goodness, I appreciate that so much. I appreciate it. And again, I'm just wishing you every good thing, you know, as you wind your way through, you know, this music industry. We need more professionals like you, who are, you know, keeping it true, keeping it honest. And yes. I love you for that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Austin. And that's another thing. As I said earlier, when I was growing up, I mean, it's always been a man's game, right? Okay, it's always been the Dick Griffey's, the Al Haymans, and everything. When you approach an artist, you know, or you're considering, in fact, you shared with me that there's an artist you were kind of interested in trying to, you know, connect with. Do they look at you like, wait a minute, you're a woman? You're a female. You do this, then? Do you have that? And what kind of a reaction do you get? And I'm sure it tickles you at times. You know, what is it like that you're out here doing, you know, what is normally a man's game?
Well, once they hear me talk, when it's a whole different ball game when I'm doing business. As of me, you know, just being Georgie and laughing and having a good time. And I do that during my business too. But when I feel as though that, oh, okay, so maybe they need to see this side of my business side. And then we're all good. It's all respect after that.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Okay. Oh, I trust you.
Yeah, because your conversation, I'm sure your conversation is correct. You know, they can line up what you say. And you're backing it up with facts. You know what I'm saying? Like you said,
exactly.
It's about the approach. If we're sitting in a room with a group of men and you can speak with intelligence and insight, that has to be immediately recognized, I'm sure.
It is.
Okay.
And I have no problem.
No, yeah, right. And you have to clarify certain things, right?
Yep.
I appreciate you spending a little more time. I do have another, and the board is definitely blowing up quite a bit. For you guys who are calling in, I'm going to try to put your mics and let you go ahead and speak up.
you know, we lovingly call this a secret squirrel because they're calling in on a 1111111 number. So, and they wave their hands. So I'm going to open up their mic and see if they have a question or comment. Your mic is open. Okay. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, your mic is muted. Okay, so let me go ahead and move on. Here's 678-632. I think they were having a feedback issue. Let me see if that's been corrected on their end. Still some feedback. Are you using headphones, sir?
Are you using headphones? Who, me? No.
Yeah.
No, okay. I'm not. I don't have any headphones. Okay. That's not me with the headphones.
Okay, I'm getting a feedback. I don't know why, but let me see if I can correct it. All right, so as I'm going down the board, I'm seeing that there are some other callers that are calling in. If you don't know how to tune in, hit the number one on the board if you have a question or comment. Again, our special guest today is Georgie Ingram Renz, better known as Lady Joe of Lady Joe Entertainment, and we've been, you know, really honored to have her here on the show. Now I'm seeing some people's hands wave a little bit more. Let's see, 470-576. Your mic is open. You have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, I do. My name is Zoeta Ingram, and Georgie is my baby sister, and I'm just calling to say, I'm almost crying, I'm sorry, but I'm calling to say that I am so proud of you, I love you, and keep it moving. You're doing
thank
a fantastic
you.
Job. Yes, you are. That's my
I love
heart
you
there. Yeah, I just wanted
thank
to tell
you,
her honey. How proud I am. Because she already answered the question I was going to ask, so I just said, well, I'll just tell her that I love her and I'm very, very proud of her.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank I love you, too.
All right.
We appreciate
bye-bye.
You calling in and sharing the love for her. Thank you so much. Stay on the board and listen
okay.
to the rest of the show. Another caller here, 404-644. Your mic is open.
Yes, this is Nikki from Atlanta, Georgia. I want to give my friend, Lady Joe, a shout-out. Everything she touches to gold, and that I love her. Nikhil Bell is my name, by the way.
Thank you. I truly appreciate it. Yes, thank you so much.
All righty, then.
Awesome.
And your support. I thank you for all your support, because you are, I mean, wherever I do, wherever I go, Miss Bell is right there, and she is the, I mean, she's a wonderful, wonderful lady and a wonderful supporter, and she helps me, you know, give that courage, like, you know, you can do this. Go ahead, do it, and I do it. So I like that. I love her being that support system of mine.
You're welcome, Lady Joe.
Okay, dear.
All righty.
Most definitely, you got a lot of love. From a lot of people, and a lot of people who are who back you on all your projects and all the events. As you mentioned it, and if you don't mind, I'd like you to mention again for you people in Lexington, Kentucky, get ready for a Lady Joe Entertainment event. Can you run that by them one more time? Because,
yes.
You know, we are brought around the world, so can you run that by again for
Yes, it's Glenn Jones as a headliner, and we will be at the Lyric, I think it's the Lyric Theater Cultural
mm-hmm.
Arts
mm-hmm.
Center, and that's in downtown Lexington, June 8th. The doors open at 6:30, and the show starts at 7:30, and it's a historical, beautiful, newly renovated Lyric Theater. And we are going to have a great time. We are going to have a good time. We have jazz, R&B, and we have the host of the most. And I might flip some other people in between there just to give the Lexington crowd what they've been looking for. Because I've heard that, you know, not too many artists go to Lexington, and here I am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give the people what they what they've been craving for, and that's what I do.
All right. Okay. Let me go ahead and give another hand that way. And I mean, like I said, the board is filling up, and there's a lot of people that want to, you know, give you a shout out and show their love for what you do and who you are. 770-355. 770-355. Your mic is open. Hello, are you there? 770-355. You waved your hand. Okay, I guess they don't want to speak. Hit the number one.
Maybe that's what it is. They're not hitting the number one.
Yeah.
770-355. Are you there? Okay. I opened their mic. They haven't said a word. Okay. All right. Well. 678-632. I opened up their mic, but we're getting a feedback
hello,
on that
hello.
End. I don't know why. Yes, your mic is open.
My mic is open.
I can hear you.
Derwin Daniel calling.
Yes.
Derwin Daniel calling me in. I just finished the show in Texas.
Okay. Daryl Daniel, is that what you said?
Derwin Daniel.
Oh, Derwin. Okay, Derwin. We
hey.
Were just talking about you.
Were you? Yeah. I just got a link, and I just finished the show here in Texas. Actually, I'm in Beaumont, Texas right now.
Beautiful. Nice. So we were talking about Derwin earlier, the saxophonist that had a show with Howard Hewitt and the Moore Twins, and it was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Derwin is – I heard you have a new CD out.
I don't know if that's me causing that noise, but I'll get off real quick to stop the noise.
Yeah, it may be you.
Yeah.
Well, it stopped. Okay.
Yep, start back it up.
I don't know where that's coming from, but I'm going through the board to see if I can get it. Okay, I think Derwin dropped because of that. Okay, so
yeah.
It was great that he called.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, we went through the board here, and I really appreciate everyone for calling in. Oh, wait a minute. Here comes another one. You ready to answer another call, Lady Jo?
Sure.
Let's see if we can get
this. That's fine.
404-644 is calling in. Let me open up their microphone. And your mic is open, 404-644. Your mic is open. I think people hit the number one and don't realize that they're on air.
Right, probably.
404-644. Again, your mic is open. Can you hear? Are you there? Okay. No response. Interesting.
Big me, Dan.
Okay.
But you can hear them. Yeah,
you know, I hear some moving around or rumbling around. I don't know if they got their stuff on mute or whatever, but I don't know. I don't know why it's they're not responding. I can definitely hear them. Let me see, 770-355. I'll open up their mic, and I think that we had a little problem with the feedback. Let me see if they're still here. 770-355. Yes, I can hear you. We can hear you. And now they dropped. Well, all right. So, you guys, before we get out of here, there was a couple other calls that they're still here. Remember, you have to get the number one so I can see your hand wave, so I can open up your mic so you can speak to Lady Bill. Hit the number one on your phone. Let's see. We also still have Denise Wilkinson and also Austin. You guys are still here on the board?
we are still here, right? Because I particularly love that Lady Jo said she's prepared to get the audiences what they need. There are so many underserved neighborhoods. I don't know, Lady Jo, maybe you can speak to this. Is it related to still the remnants of the COVID situation where, you know, the concerts just went to zero? You know, it went from 60 to zero. And I think you mentioned Lexington, Kentucky. I believe that's what you were speaking to.
Now, these are untouched territories before COVID.
I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that. Thank you for clarifying that. Yes, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so nobody was bringing, they weren't bringing
before.
Any artists into these areas. How far did those patrons,
no,
let's say anybody
artists.
Who lives in the Lexington, Kentucky area, how far did they have to travel if they wanted to see somebody, you know, performing?
They would go to Louisville, and they would go to Cincinnati, which is about an hour away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's an investment.
Well, you know what? That's a good question, Lady Jo. At the time of COVID, right, you know, I mean, unfortunately, the president that was in office at the time said, just drink some bleach and we'll be all fine. But anyway, my question for you is, did you have some events at that time scheduled that you had to scrap because of COVID?
No. I pushed those out.
Oh, well.
Because I.
Okay.
So I was in the Bahamas in 2020, February 2020, Freddie Jackson was performing there. And then that was it. Then my next shows were 2021.
Okay. So fortunately, it didn't affect you as far as having something on the table, right?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I was prepared.
Hmm.
Mike, can I say something? It
sure.
Looks like we need to get in the car and go to Lexington, Kentucky to check it out, you know? I mean, it would be a while before she comes to Atlanta. I'd like to see one of the experiences.
I want to
have one of those ladies go see
Glenn Jones. You like to go see Glenn Jones. Okay.
I just want to see the experience.
Oh yeah, but when we saw Karen and the concert, you know, you and I went to over in the park, that was a Lady Jo Entertainment production.
I didn't know
which
that.
Was awesome.
Oh.
Yeah, that was her. We didn't get a chance to meet her, you know. And by the way, Lady Jo, I was talking to a bunch of people there at the event, and they said, "Well, you need to meet Lady Jo," and I'm like, "Okay, who's Lady Jo?" You know, and say, "Oh, she's the promoter of this show." I'm like, "Oh, okay." And we didn't get a chance to meet then.
We did see
Shirley Jones of the Jones Girls, and she's been on the show, so we were able to talk with her and take a photo of her, so that was great. But down the road, and just quickly, I want to say that I went to a show that Karen White did here in Atlanta, and I'm backstage, and I see this woman standing here, and I'm like, "Wait a minute, is that who I think it is?" And if you recall, I said, "Finally, I meet the one and only Lady Jo."
Yeah,
that had been like, yeah, I was like, "Finally, I meet Lady Jo." So that was just a great, you know, moment to meet you. And again, I'm just so thankful that you agreed to come on and talk with us here on the show and share your experience and your journey. And we definitely look forward to following you more and definitely supporting all the artists that you are bringing, you know, to the stage. So we definitely appreciate that. I think I have one more caller here before we run out of time. 404-749. I'm going to go ahead and open up your mic and,
Do you have a question or comment for our guest, Lady Joe?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, how you doing? My name is Troy Huntley. I'm in Atlanta. And Lady Joe is probably the most classiest, well-put-together show promoter I've ever been to. I've been to a lot of shows in my life, and I performed a lot of shows, too. And when I went down there and see how she made that event down at Stonecrest at the, you know, the Black Wall Street, and how everything was set up with the tables and everything was perfect, and mm-hmm. she just managed everything and had time to be dolled up and represent the show as a professional. Diamond Cut Lady. I'm glad to know her. And if I can get down to Lexington or any other show that she has available, I'm definitely going to be there.
Thank you. Thank you, Troy. Right. I appreciate it. Yes,
you're
indeed.
Welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, she is truly a diamond in the rough. And I know she's just getting started.
I'm at you.
Yes.
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 Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Yes.
Well, the love is pouring out. Obviously, I said the love is pouring out.
Oh, yeah.
The love is pouring out. Thank you for calling in, definitely. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to run on out of here. And again, thank you so much for being our guest. You know, I am truly honored. I'm truly thankful. Is there something you want to leave with us or something you want to share with us? Just, you know, for the fact that you apparently been just a hard worker, you know, and of course you and I have talked and you shared a lot of stuff that, you know, I'm just thankful to learn from you. Is there something that you want to share with our listeners to take away after this conversation?
Yes. There's so much. I'm kind of still in awe with the love, like you said, the love that was poured onto me. And I appreciate that they recognize my hard work. And I appreciate that they recognize that I want to put on these wonderful concerts for them. And this way that I do care, and I do handpick my artists that care for their audience as well. So I believe that that's what makes the concerts great. The audience, the promoter, and the entertainer. If we care and we all pour our hearts into it, it can't lose. It's as simple as that. And I just want to let everyone else out here know that I'm available. For if they, you know, they could send me some of their music. They can call me. I know a lot of people are shocked if I answer the message. I think it's very, very important. And I'm thankful to you for tuning in with my boring story. The host and the hostess, thank you so much. And I do terribly appreciate what you've done for me today.
You got it. Japan.
Go, Joe. Go, Lady Joe.
Japan.
Thank you so much.
There's one in there.
That's awesome.
Wow, that's great. That is truly great. Thank you again. You know, I got to do this, you guys. Hold tight. I have to pull it up, and let me see, just to make sure I get it right.
Thank you.
So, you guys, put your hands together for our guest. Yes. Hey, don't be a stranger, okay?
Oh, I won't. I won't. Don't you be a stranger.
No, okay? I won't.
Thank you.
Trust me. I will not be a stranger. I truly appreciate it. Hey, you guys, you've been listening to the TMGS, the Michael Gaye Show, with our special guest, Miss Georgie Ingram Renz, better known as Lady Joe of Lady Joe Entertainment. Make sure if you're in the Kentucky area, Lexington, Kentucky, get ready for a great show with Lynn Jones, and they got, you know, there's going to be an opening act, the saxophone that you just heard. I mean, come on now.
Yes.
Support
MJ
the artist.
And friends. Mm-hmm. And then our host is Jay Alexander on 107.9 The Beat. And I'm going to slip
right.
some other things, but there would be surprises. I'm always doing some, always have some.
All right. Hey, thanks to my co-host, Janet Davis. Thanks to
the
co-host.
You got to
no, I'm sorry. Okay.
Well, thank you. Truly appreciate it. Sign off.
Okay. Hey, thanks to my co-host, Janet Davis. Also, Time and Ship. Thank you for calling in. Thanks to Mike in Singapore. Thanks to Denise Wilkerson and Austin Wilkerson for the call and all the callers. Thank you guys so much for making this a very great conversation. And by the way, all the shows are archived, so you can always go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/TMTS. And if anyone or any friends missed the show, they can go back and listen to it and enjoy the conversation. Hey, my name is Michael Gay, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. We'll be back next Saturday here on The Michael Gay Show. Good night. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Peace.
Bye.